Do you ever find it hard to let your children out of your sight? Either as they start school, spend days away at a time, away from you due to divorce, moving away for college, work, or marriage, there are always these painful moments of letting go. Even when our children are living with us, it's hard to not want to control and protect their every move so that they don't make mistakes or so that they don't get hurt. Allah has preserved for us a beautiful example of a woman who, by relinquishing her human control, she intensified her trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Meet Musa. Musa lived in Egypt and was from the people of Bani Israel. They were oppressed and enslaved under the tyrannical rule of Firaun. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu narrated that Firaun had a dream that his entire kingdom and his followers were burned except for the people of Bani Israel were spared. So he gathered his priests and magicians and asked them about the meaning of his vision. They said, "This means a boy will be born of them and Firaun and his followers will perish at the hands of this boy." So that is why Firaun commanded that all male babies of the children of Bani Israel to be killed. After some advice from his financial advisors, this was later modified to killing male children every other year so that he would not lose his enslaved workforce. Subhanallah, this just shows you how evil Firaun was. Now imagine the fear that Musa lived in, especially after giving birth to a boy, baby Musa alayhi salam. But Allah had a plan for them both. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "We inspired the mother of Musa. Nurse him, but when you fear for him, put him into the river and do not fear or grieve. We will certainly return him to you and make him one of the messengers." As soon as Musa received this divine inspiration, she made a basket and put her most prized possession, her newborn baby, in the River Nile. Imagine the difficulty of letting go. But despite the difficulty, she trusted in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he would protect her baby and reunite her with him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Qasas, "And the heart of Musa's mother ached so much that she almost gave away his identity. Had we not reassured her heart in order for her to have faith in Allah's promise?" Musa instructed her daughter to follow the basket from afar. After seeing that the basket reached the palace of Firaun, Musa's daughter ran back home to give her mother the news. Back at the palace, Asiya alayhi salam, who was not able to have children of her own, expressed such joy when she found the basket and saw a beautiful baby boy. Overwhelmed with happiness, she asked Firaun to keep it, and he agreed. So Asiya got what she wanted in gaining a son, and Musa got what she wanted, an initial soothing of the heart that he was in good hands. Allah says, "And we had caused him to refuse all wet nurses at first. So his sister suggested, 'Shall I direct you to a family who will bring him up for you and take good care of him?'" So Musa's daughter brought Musa to the palace. As soon as Musa picked up and nursed her baby, Musa alayhi salam immediately started taking her milk. Firaun was shocked and suspicious and asked, "Who are you? This child has refused to take any other milk but yours." If Musa were to reveal who she was, Firaun would have known that the child was from Bani Israel and would have killed Musa alayhi salam instantly. However, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave her inner strength and she replied, "I am a woman of sweet milk and sweet smell and no child refuses me." This answer satisfied Firaun. From this point, she was appointed as Musa alayhi salam's wet nurse. She continued to nurse him for a long time, and even as he grew older and was weaned, she was allowed the privilege of visiting him. Look how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not only reunited Musa with her beloved son, but he also ensured that he would be protected and raised in the best of situations. Allah says, "This is how we return him to his mother, so that her heart would be put at ease and not grieve, and that she would know that Allah's promise is always true, but most people do not know." Musa reminds us that it is the trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that will carry us through these difficult moments, and not only by providing us with the physical means, but also by providing emotional support as well. We just need to let go and have tawakkul.